This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He's in the building!
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you guys?
Doing okay. Yeah. Feel good to get a win last night, I imagine. How's that go?
It did, man. I'll tell you what, we played much better baseball from like a Christmas standpoint, defense, base running, obviously, until last night. You know, Seattle really struggled swinging the bats, but last night we put together a pretty complete game and got some good hitting. Obviously, Lance was excellent. Fun to get Jonathan back out there. Hernandez, he's always fun to watch. And Kiner, the double play he started was a huge play. So, yeah, a lot of fun when you're playing good baseball.
Okay, this is going to be a really terrible follow-up question. Maybe the worst question you've ever got.
That's a great lead-in, by the way.
Well, I believe in, you know, setting the bar really low so that if it turns out the question's okay, I don't get killed for it. Does any part of you, knowing going into the game last night, because I saw that Texas would have held the number one overall draft pick going into the game last night, and after you win the game, that's no longer true, does any part of you as a GM go, dang it, Lance, why'd you do that?
No, I mean, listen, we're very aware of that, you know, the standings and ultimately kind of where you come out, but really try to separate it as best you can. And I don't think about it in terms of like when we make moves or anything like that. I'm certainly not trying to manipulate it. I think there's a lot to be gained just from like, just the development of our players and playing our best guys and like learning how to win games and learning how to play. So, you know, at the end of the day, like, do we want to get the best player that we can in the draft? Of course, you know, and I think in the off season, you'll look back and think about that. But right now in the moment, like, no, we're not really focused on that. We're certainly not trying to manipulate it.
How much of an edge would it be to have that first pick this year? They're talking, is it this Kumar guy? Would it be clear who the top pick is?
That's who I know the media has written up a lot. I mean, listen, we're so far out and we didn't have much of a spring and there's been almost no, you know, summer baseball. So I mean, it's always tough a year out to say if there's a consensus one, but this year even more so. I don't think that there is, you know, I don't think there can be a consensus one, right? I mean, if in some years if you have a Bryce Harper or something like that, or Alex Rodriguez, but that has not crystallized by this point.
Well, JD, do you expect, you know, when you get your guys together and talk about as you plan out for the future, do you anticipate it being more normal than what you had to experience this last year? I mean, are you kind of making plans like, okay, guys, this is what we're going to be able to do, or this is what we're going to have to do, or is it going to be chaotic for you guys again?
Man, I hope it gets back to normal or at least a lot closer to it. Normal operations for a lot of reasons, right? I mean, life-wise, much more so even than baseball. But yeah, listen, we're planning as though it'll be more normal and we'll be able to scout. But we know we're going to have to adjust potentially because, you know, who knows where things are going to go? Is there a vaccine? Is the kind of national situation resolved in a good way? You know, are there other unforeseen pickups? I don't know, you know, and I don't know how high school baseball and college baseball are going to handle that. But to answer your question, like, because we're just starting our budget process now and we are planning as though we're going to be, you know, full go and, you know, able to travel and able to scout the games and then make good decisions in the draft. But, you know, if we have to adjust, hopefully not, but if we have to, we will.
JD, in football, there was always, like, schools that you knew you could count on for certain positions and certain players. Are there baseball programs like that, or the fact that you have high school and college guys involved make it a little bit different? I know, you know, it was always like, hey, you can count on Mississippi State to have these guys or this position, that position. Vanderbilt looks like they've got pitching all of a sudden. I mean, is there certain schools that have positions you kind of scout and say, okay, you can get a good player out of this place?
I mean, listen, there are schools that do that, but I think it's because of the personnel that's there. And so sometimes, like, you know, it's the same as football, right? Sometimes if a really good recruiter switches spots, or, you know, a really good coach of a certain position switches spots, then the school's reputation will change. But yeah, you're right. Like, you know, Vanderbilt has long had a reputation of pitching with Mike Minor and David Price and Sonny Gray. And now they've got, you know, Rocker and Leiter and these guys. And they actually had, you know, they've had turnover. They had Derek Johnson, who's now the big league pitching coach with the Reds. He was there for a number of years before he went to pro ball, and they've still maintained that. So I do think there are some programs that have that. You mentioned Mississippi State, you know, Mitch Moreland and Nate Lowe and obviously Foscue, we just drafted. And so they've had a, you know, good reputation for hitters, and long before that they had, you know, Palmeiro and that crew. So I do think there are some programs that have reputations one way or the other.
So comparing it to football again, because Brian obviously worked in that field as an NFL scout, and we watch those college guys to get ready for the draft every year. And sometimes there's these guys out there that when you're watching them, there's something about them that they become your guy. Like, that's my pet cat, and I'll follow his entire career. Is there anybody in the Rangers organization, either in the bigs right now getting a look or in the system, that you would say, that's my pet cat, that's my guy I'm pulling for?
Man, trying to think. I'm just looking at the board here. I mean, honestly, that there are a lot of them. I always kind of go back to, like, the stories the scouts tell in the meetings, and honestly, like, Jose Trevino is one of those guys. Just thinking back to Bobby Crook was the area scout at the time, and Trevino was at Oral Roberts and was playing a bunch of infield, and, you know, Bobby felt like from a makeup and leadership standpoint, that he could be a really good catcher. So he caught a little bit in college, but was, you know, played a bunch in the infield and really didn't become a full-time catcher till he got here. And then just the stories coming up through our system, how he adjusted and just his drive and competitiveness and, like, constantly wanting. And he was never the top prospect. And there was always somebody, you know, drafted higher than him or more notable than him, or, you know, and he's always kind of had to fight and be the underdog. But, you know, you get around Jose now, and, you know, he's got a family, he's got a young son, and he's just matured a ton. And it's fun to see now that, like, he's not just a defensive catcher anymore either. He's swinging the bat a little bit. So he's one guy that stands out to me that I can, you know, you might still say, hey, is he a full-time catcher? He's got to prove it, but I wouldn't put anything by him at this point.
It's John Daniels here with you on 105.3 The Fan. Okay, how about a couple of, you know, uncomfortable type of questions? And, you know, we do love Chris Woodward here at the station, so I'm not trying to start anything. But, you know, after a run like this, are you sure he's still the guy to lead this Rangers team into the future?
Yeah, like, zero doubt in my mind. Zero chance that we would make any sort of change there. I think, like anything in life, you learn about people in good times and bad. And I think sometimes you learn more about them in rough times, you know, how they handle it. And just the way he's gone about this, with the players, with the staff, challenging guys, keeping a positive mindset, but yet not in a complacent sort of accepting losing sort of way. So, yeah, my guess is, if you look back, like, I guess Woody's going to be here for a long time, have a lot of success. He'll probably be here longer than I am, and I view that as a good thing, you know, honestly, because I think he's a stud. And listen, we're not – look at the standings. We're as a collective group, we're nowhere near where we need to be, and nobody feels good about that. But, you know, Woody is certainly part of the solution going forward.
Okay, and then, well, since you brought it up, the last I checked, your contract runs through – 2020, and maybe that changed, but does a run like this make you wonder, you know, has this, by all measures, a great run, taking this organization to unprecedented heights, does it make you wonder if it could possibly be coming to an end?
I don't want to get into my contract status or whatever. I think we've kind of intentionally never really addressed that, so I'll leave that there. But listen, I think it's a very fair question. You know, it really is. You look at the standings, and you got to ask these questions. And you know, it's been a few years since 2016 since we made the playoffs, and ultimately, I'm responsible for that, and I'm accountable for that. And so, you know, it's in this ownership group and the ownership group beforehand have treated me exceptionally well. I have like a ton of respect for them and, you know, love for the organization, the people here, and I genuinely want what's best for them. And I believe that we can do some good things here, but the day that ownership decides that, you know, they think otherwise, like, you know, I certainly will live with that decision. But up until that point, like, they're going to get the most out of everything we've got.
Yeah, hey, JD, if you ever want Jeff and I to come over and help, you can show us your board. We'd love to look at your personnel board anytime you want to do that with us. That would be a lot of fun.
Jerry does it on accident the time.
Jerry does it on accident, so we could maybe talk you into letting us come over and just check out your personnel board. I'd be honored to do that, by the way. Hey, I was going to ask you, though, JD, I'm watching these games, and I see a lot of, like, non-traditional baseball numbers out there playing. I see a lot of number 72s and 71s and all that, and that's telling me you're playing a lot of young guys. And so what's the evaluation? You know, yeah, you're talking about you've been some struggles, but, you know, how the young guys overall caught your eye in a good way or a bad way?
Yeah. So I think first you've got the group that's been here all year that, you know, is kind of semi-established now, right? I'm talking about Trevino. I'm talking about Kiner. I'm talking about Solak, Jonathan Hernandez, even Colby Allard, you know, while he struggled here in the last few weeks, like, really believe in this guy as a starter. And that group, like, I love the makeup of that group. You know, I love that they're constantly trying to figure out how to get better. They understand, like, you know, they want to kind of change the narrative around the club. And just the way that they play has been really fun, right? Like, good defensively and you know, kind of hustling. And I think our fans are really going to enjoy watching these guys play. You know, and then you've got the new group that we brought up here over the last 2 weeks. Kyle Cody getting his second start today has been very impressive out there so far. He'd be kind of on a pitch count because he hasn't pitched a ton. John King, who got his feet wet in Seattle and probably will get a look behind Cody today. Tejeda, you know, and these guys are all like haven't played above A ball. You know, I mean, like they're in a ideal world, that like they probably shouldn't be here yet, or if they were, it was because they excelled in the minor leagues this year. Leody Taveras gotten a lot of run. One guy that's actually impressed, even though he doesn't have a hit yet, is Eli White. I think that the qualities of his at-bats have been really good. He's gotten robbed on three or four like smoked line drives. He hit one to right field yesterday with runners on, ended up getting a sack fly.
Yeah,
he's had some walks, and like, I don't know, he's a guy that I'm excited to see more of.
All right, John, I'm going to take one more run at the worst question you've ever had. So the new Globe Life is going to have Nolan Ryan beef. Were you part of the meeting with Nolan to get that done, and what do you think of that quality of beef?
No, I was not part of that meeting. I'm sure I've had it, but I'm not sure when. I take that back. Number of years ago when we worked together and Nolan had, for Christmas gifts, he had sent out like from his company,
hot dogs.
I don't remember if there were hot dogs in there. I know that it was a tremendous like gift basket package, you know, came in one of those frozen cooler deals and had, assorted steaks and stuff. I can't remember if there were hot dogs in there or not, so I definitely have had it, but it's been a while and, I'm sure it's excellent.
Hey, JD, Kyle Gibson joined us yesterday, big into fantasy football. Do they let the GM in those leagues down there in the clubhouse? You mix it up with those guys?
I'm not. We got one in the office, and I got one with, like, my college buddies. But, no, I'm not on the one with the players.
Have you drafted any of the Giants? Because that's going to be rough.
So in the office here, we have a keeper league, and I ended up trading. I probably overpaid for him, but I made a trade for Saquon.
So Homer, you're such Saquon. A homer.
Yeah,
that'll be a homer.
Well, maybe you can get a fantasy win this fall. I don't know if the Giants are going to deliver too many of those for you on Sunday.
Where are you guys at on Joe Judge? I've been impressed so far.
I think he cracks me up a little bit. I think it's weird that an NFL head coach is portraying such toughness for an organization that's not like a winning organization at the moment. I think that could backfire, but he kind of cracks me up. Garrett's going to be gunning for his job. He's going to stab him in the back. I guarantee it.
Nice.
Appreciate you as always, John. Give him hell. We'll be pulling for you.
All right, fellas. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.